They were disappointed. They had a wrong understanding about who Jesus was to them. And of course, Jesus is about to correct their thinking. He's about to correct their thinking. Now, they go on to explain more. Verse 21. He says, "But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us when they did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. A certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." In other words, they were laying the whole story, right? And they're saying, you know, like, man, he died, and we were hoping that Jesus was going to be it, right? He was going to be the Messiah. Man, you know, and some of the things they say really are revealing, right? Because he says, they said, first, we were hoping he was going to redeem Israel. Listen, in that day and age, the mindset of the people was that the Messiah, when the Messiah come, the Jews believed that the Messiah was only going to be a political or a military type of Messiah. In other words, he was just going to be a person that was going to have great influence and kind of charisma, and he was going to stir the people up, and the people were going to come behind him, and he was going to lead them in overthrowing the Roman government, setting up, reestablishing the Jewish, you know, kingdom. And of course, being his disciples, the Jews thought Jesus was good, and they were going to be on the inside. They were going to be his inner court, so to speak. That's what they thought, right? And so there's a problem with that. They sold Jesus so short of what he truly was and is, you know, wanted to be to them. As well, another revealing thing that they said in this few verses, it says that the women came and they said, "Oh, the body's missing," and so on and so forth. In other words, the women told them what happened, and they didn't believe them. They didn't believe the ladies. Right? And that speaks to the fact, first off, they're not even believing their own group, their own people, these women that saw what they saw, experienced what they experienced, but they also are failing to remember what Jesus had already told them. Right? They already told them multiple times throughout the 3 years of ministry. Jesus would say, "I'm going to suffer at the hands of the Jews, or I'm going to die and I'm going to rise again the third day." In fact, he said it just before he went into Jerusalem. So whether these disciples started to follow Jesus a little bit later in the 3 years or not, it doesn't really matter. They were there at the end and they heard Jesus talk about that he would be betrayed, that he would suffer, he would die, and then on the third day he would rise again. And the simple fact is, they're actually talking about the fact that it's the third day. Like, it's the third day after these things, and they're like, they don't get it. Like, their own words should have just boing, like, rang in their ears, like, "Oh, he said third day, and his body's missing," right? But they weren't ready. And Jesus even himself pointed to the fact that he pointed to the prophet Jonah, right? And he said that just like Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man is going to be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. But that he would rise, right? And so these guys were just not getting it. They were overwhelmed by their own disappointment and grief. And so here's the thing, though, because like we can look at these guys and go, "These silly disciples," before we shake our heads at them, right? Before we actually kind of like point our fingers like we know better. Like, well, hell, listen, we're the same. You know, how many times do we sell the Lord short in our own lives? Right? How many times? How many times do we find ourselves failing either to understand what the Bible says about us or what it says about him, right, or our relationship with the Lord, or even after we've read it, we fail to believe it, right? We fail to actually, like, believe it for ourselves. So passages like Philippians 4:13, where it says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or 1 John 1:9, where it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Or how about James 1, 2, and 3, where it says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. In other words, we can read those passages, and we can kind of understand it here, but we don't believe it for our lives. We fail to allow it to have its power and its place in our own lives. And we just complain. It's hard living for the Lord, you know. We can't do it. We're not going to be able to succeed, you know. And we read 1 John 1:9, and we say, oh, yeah, he'll forgive, but he won't forgive me. For some reason, I'm special, or I'm different, or I'm really bad, or, you know, I've run out of grace, or I've used up forgiveness, or something like that. I mean, those aren't true statements. Those are lies, but we tend to believe the lies, and we don't believe the actual word of God. We don't actually follow through with it, or we don't hold on to it. And that's what these men were doing. And we end up on our own roads to Emmaus, walking away where we should be just with the group. We should be with the disciples. We should be in the upper room. They're walking away. Jesus meets them. Now, I love that, because Jesus meets them. That's the best part. Right? Because Jesus didn't leave those disciples in that state. He didn't say, you know what, you win some and you lose some. I got this group over here, those guys over there. At least I got these guys over here. I mean, I can't get them all. No. He went after those two. And he said, I'm going to correct them. I'm going to give a course correction to their lives, right? And I'm going to bring them back.